哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名开始正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share a message.
小弟再次代表真耶稣教会，欢迎在座的好朋友以及主内的弟兄姐妹参与今晚的布道会。
Once again, on behalf of the True Jesus Church, I'd like to welcome our good friends and our relatives for attending tonight's Gospel Night.
很高兴有这个机会在这里跟大家一起来亲近与敬拜主耶稣基督。
I'm very happy to have this opportunity to draw close to the Lord Jesus with you and to worship together.
今天晚上要跟大家分享的题目是视罪归爱。
The topic I'd like to share with you tonight is to know sin and to return to love.
要在开始之前要先跟大家分享一个我从小就听了很多遍的真实故事。
I'd like to first share with you a true story that I've heard since I was young.
这是我从我奶奶啊的口中听很多遍啊。
I heard it many times from my grandmother.
一开始听我也受到很大的冲击。
When I first heard it, it had a great impact on me.
就是一个年轻的死刑犯。
This was about a criminal who was on death row, death toll.
他在自己被执行死刑之前。
And before he was executed.
想跟自己的亲生母亲做最后一次会面。
He wanted to meet his mother for the last time.
他母亲当然答应了。
Of course, his mother agreed.
他来监狱的会客室找他。
She came to the meeting room to see him.
结果这个死刑犯对自己的母亲说：“母亲啊，我有最后一件要求。”
This convict said to the mother, "Mom, I have one last request."
我希望在死之前再次回味母爱。
I'd like to reminisce motherly love before I die.
我想再吸一次母乳。
I'd like to be breastfed.
虽然这个请求很奇怪。
It was a very strange request.
但是这个母亲，她在悲痛之余还是答应了。
But even though she was in great grief, she agreed.
然后就在这个死刑犯吸母乳的时候，他不防的就把他母亲的乳头给咬掉。
As he was feeding on her mother's breast, she bit off her nipple.
这个故事很简短，听起来也很血腥。
This seems to be a very bloody short story.
后来小弟啊去查，真的有这么一个故事，大概在100多年前啊。
I looked it up and found out this was actually a true story that occurred about 100 years ago.
小弟第一次听到这个故事大概是6、7岁。
When I first heard the story, I was about 6 or 7 years old.
现在想一想啊，这个不符合分级制度。
分级。
这个就是有限制级的啊。不适合小朋友。
So this is a rated story. It's not suitable for children.
我当然一开始听有点被惊吓。
I was quite shocked, honestly, when I heard it.
可是后来我奶奶一直告诉我好多次。
But my grandma kept telling me the story many times.
我就开始思考为什么这个人会这么做呢？
So I started to think, why did this convict do this?
我想他要利用这个举动来表达他对自己母亲的怨恨。
I believe he was trying to show his grudge against his mother.
他怎么没有要回报他的母爱，怎么反而充满怨恨呢？
Why did he not repay her love, but instead show her his grudge?
因为他想起他母亲从小对他的教育是非不分。
Because he remembered how the mother never taught him right from wrong.
这个母亲在他小时候犯错的时候，总是认为没有关系。
Whenever he did wrong, the mother would say it's okay.
别人已经在警告他了，这个母亲总是认为没那么严重。
Even when others were warning him, the mother would say it's not a problem.
甚至还为自己的孩子找许多的借口来掩盖。
She would even cover him up with excuses.
结果让这个孩子在长大的过程当中，越来越搞不清楚是非观念。
So as he was growing up, he had no concept of right and wrong.
可以说，这个母亲对这个孩子虽然有爱，却是一味的溺爱。
Even though she loved him, her love for him was pampering.
她怕过度的责备，会伤害了孩子的自信心。
She was afraid that too sharp a rebuke would hurt his self-pride.
因为她被自己的丈夫遗弃，她怕过度的教育损伤了她跟孩子之间的关系。
She had been forsaken by her husband, and she didn't want to sever her relationship with her son.
结果让这个孩子在最后长大了。却严重违反了国家的法律。
So it turns out that as he grew older, he committed a serious crime.
以至于最后失去了他的生命与未来。
As a result, he lost his life and his future.
请我们再想一想。
Let's think about this.
如果这个母亲可以回到过去孩子小时候。
had the mother had the opportunity to return to his childhood,
他会怎么样教育自己的孩子呢？
How would she educate him again?
对这个孩子来说，他长大过程当中真正需要的是什么样的爱呢？
What kind of love did he really need in his process of growing up?
我想我们在座各位心里面应该渐渐有一个答案。
I believe you are beginning to know the answer.
小弟很多年前注目一个地方教会。
Many years ago, I was a resident pastor of a church.
那个时候，有一个很有气质的中年妇人来到我们教会参加聚会。
There was a very classy lady who attended our church service.
她是我们教会姐妹介绍来的。
She was introduced to our church by our sister.
我第一印象对她还算不错。
I had a pretty good impression about this lady.
因为她脸上总是带着微笑。
Because she was always smiling.
说话轻声细语的。
And she spoke very softly.
待人很和善。
She was very kind to others.
我第一次跟她交谈说，哎，你是第一次到信耶稣的教会来吗？
In my first conversation with her, I asked her, is this your first time to your church?
结果她说不是啊，她也参加过很多其他基督教派的聚会。
But she said she has actually been to many other churches.
这个时我就很有兴趣啊，说你都是参加哪一种聚会呢？
I became curious and asked her, what kind of services have you attended?
是诗颂的聚会呢？
Is it a choir presentation?
是敬拜的聚会呢？
Some type of worship?
是查经的聚会呢？
A Bible study?
还是团契的聚会呢？
Or fellowship?
她给我的答案不一样。
And she gave a different answer.
她说我参加的常常是那一种灵医布道大会，不晓得你们有没有听过属灵医治的布道大会。
She said she's attended many healing crusades.
我想如果大家只来我们真耶稣教会，应该很少听到这个名称叫做灵医布道。
If this is your first time to church, you probably never heard of this healing crusade.
可是其他的基督教派啊，很常举行这种聚会。
But this is actually quite common in the Christian world.
那当然，我听他说是属灵医治的，我就在猜想他是不是身体欠安。
When I heard about the healing crusade, I wonder if she was sick.
可是我看她脸色红润，而且讲话中气十足。
But she seems quite ruddy, and she seemed to be very energetic.
我一开始判断觉得她应该身体没有什么疾病啊。
So my initial guess was that she was fine physically.
可是后来有几次我发现她来参加聚会的时候，举止有些异常。
But later, during her, when she came to church, I noticed that her behavior was a little odd.
我们台湾哈，男性跟女性的座位分的是很分明的，这边是男的，这边是女的。
In Taiwan, the brothers and the sisters sit on separate, on different sides of the chapel.
我都记得，她说坐在姐妹最旁边这边前面三四排。
And she would sit near the front, about third or fourth row from the front.
好几次在讲道过程当中，我发现她是满脸泪水。
And during a few sermons, I noticed that she was filled with tears.
印象最深的一次，甚至是安息日讲道中途。
I remember very deeply, distinctly that during a Sabbath sermon.
大家如果知道我们台湾的那个椅子前面都还有个小桌子可以放圣经的。
In the pews in Taiwan, there's a flap that you can put your Bibles on.
小弟讲到一半的时候，他忽然就站起来，连桌子都没有收。
And in the middle of the service, she just stood up without letting down the flap.
结果发出一个很大的声响，砰的一声，她转身就走出会堂，没有再回来了。
And with a very loud noise, she just dashed out the chapel and never returned.
那个时候我问跟她比较熟的几位同龄，他们也不知道为什么。
I asked a few members who knew her well, and they didn't know what happened.
后来我听说她也参加了教会的团契活动。
I heard later that she also had been attending fellowship services.
结果后来人跟我转述啊，在这个团契结束之后的回程当中
，And someone told me that during one of the fellowships after the service, she went home.
在那个教会的厢型车啊，驾驶在高速公路上。
And she, 她自己。
没有，就整里面很多我们教会的人。
She was sitting in a van, the church van, going home.
然后突然大家在车子里面啊，因为心情很愉快，谈论到自己的家人、父母、孩子。
And everyone was in a good mood and started talking about their family.
然后突然之间，这个女士啊，就大叫一声。
Suddenly, this lady screamed.
然后命令司机要停，把车子停在高速公路中间。
He told the driver to stop in the middle of the freeway.
他说他受不了了，他要跳车。哎，从高速公路上走过去很危险啊。
She said she couldn't stand it anymore. She had to get off the van in the middle of the freeway.
这明显就是有一些状况。
So something was obviously wrong.
直到后来过了一段期间，我记得大概两三个月之后，我有一次机会去做家庭访问。
A couple months later, I had an opportunity to do family visitation.
啊，跟他谈话了约大概一个小时，他才跟小弟说。
I spoke with her for about an hour before she told me.
他说：“传道，我请问一句哦，为什么我到真耶稣教会特别不平安？”
Preacher, why is it that when I go to the True Jesus Church, I don't feel peace?
你们说奇怪，传道，今天是真耶稣教会的布道会，怎么可以说真耶稣教会不平安呢？
You may wonder how can you say during an evangelical service that a person feels no peace at the True Jesus Church?
他特别强调说，我到其他教会去都没有，就是到你们真耶稣教会来聚会，常常不平安。
She said, I don't feel this at all when I attend other churches, but when I come to the True Jesus Church, I don't feel peace.
我就有点好奇了，我再问他，请问为什么呢
？I was curious and asked her why.
他没有回答问题，接着他把手指头指着我。
Instead of answering my question, she pointed her finger at me.
他说，特别是你赖传道，你每次上台的时候，我特别不平安。
She said, especially you, whenever you speak, I don't feel peace.
我一直以为我是神的仆人呢、啊，那我成了谁的仆人呢、啊？
I always thought that I was a servant of God, but what kind of servant am I now?
我再跟他谈下去，才发觉。原来啊，他跟他的原生家庭有一段很不好的过去。
Then I discovered through our conversation that she actually had a very bad relationship with her family.
他跟他年纪很大的父母也好，跟他差了二三十岁的大哥大姐也好，他觉得他们过去伤害了他。
She felt that she had been hurt by her parents as well as her older siblings.
所以每次听到人家在分享家庭的幸福的时候，他就受不了。
So whenever she hears stories of how other people have a wonderful family, she could not stand it.
那因为小弟特别喜欢讲主耶稣讲过的饶恕赦免的道理。
And I especially like to share messages on the forgiveness that Jesus spoke about.
所以他每次听到我在讲论圣经当中赦免道理的时候啊，他都觉得这太不合理了，这根本做不到。
And whenever she hears about forgiveness, she feels it's unreasonable and it's impossible.
不只要赦免那些伤害得罪自己的人，
Not only are we to forgive those who have hurt us，
甚至耶稣还说要为仇敌代祷。
Our Lord Jesus even said to pray for our enemies。
我不晓得当讲到这些名词的时候，大家心目中、脑海中出现什么样的脸。
When you hear such terms, what kind of images are conjured up in your mind？
对这位女士来说，出现的都是她的父母跟她大哥大姐的脸啊。
But for this lady, all she could think about were the faces of her parents and her older siblings.
啊，小弟听到这么一说，我终于知道为什么了。
Then I realized the reason.
我告诉她说，你来到这里觉得不平安，这样太好了。
I told her, it's great that you don't feel peace when you come to church.
她说她去其他地方，其他教会都在讲恩典，讲喜乐，讲平安，讲福气。
She says when she goes to other churches, they all talk about blessings and peace.
为什么传道你老是要讲这种要饶恕别人爱为敌人代祷的道理呢
She wondered why our church always preaches about forgiveness.
我说你知道吗神启示我们只有做到这样子我们才能真正得释放与福气啊。
I told her that God expects this of us because by doing that we can receive true peace and blessings.
为什么我跟她说你来到这里觉得不平安太好了呢
Why did I tell her that it was great that she felt no peace coming to church?
我说你这种不平安的感觉有记载在圣经里面用两个字。
I told her that that sense of a lack of peace is actually described in the Bible.
叫做扎心，大家听过吗
？This is called being pierced to the heart.
这记载在《使徒行传》二章的经文里面，我们现在不翻喽。
This is recorded in Acts chapter 2.
他就问我说什么叫做扎心。
She asked, what does it mean to be pierced in the heart?
我说你可以拿一根针啊，往自己的手指头用力扎一下，看是什么感觉。
I say, try poking your finger with a needle.
哎，你们知道是什么感觉吗
？Do you know how that feels?
有没有在座的人会觉得很舒服的
？Does any one of you feel comfortable when you poke yourself?
如果有的话，你要赶快去医院检查。
If you do, you probably need to go to the hospital.
扎下去很痛啊，是不是？
When you prick yourself, it's very painful.
圣经用这个字，如果扎的不是手指头，扎到你内心的心去，你还会觉得舒服吗
But if it is your heart rather than your finger that's being pierced, will you feel good?
我告诉他说，这种不平安的感觉，其实也是圣灵的一种带领跟感动。
I told her that when you don't feel good, that's actually a movement of the Holy Spirit.
但是主耶稣让你感到这样子，不是为了让你痛苦。
But the Lord Jesus doesn't let you feel this just to be painful.
他让我们知道，让我们感受到，是为了让我们重生。
He wants us to feel this so that we can be regenerated.
也是因为爱我们。
And he does this out of his love for us.
我不晓得在座的好朋友，你们到这个地方来，期望听到什么？
Dear friends, when you come here, what do you expect to hear?
或许你过得很平安，那我要恭喜你。
If you have a good life, congratulations.
或许你在外面过得很不顺利。
Or if you have a difficult time,
你甚至觉得不管在工作、家庭或哪里遇到了不公义的事情、不公平的对待
，or you have been unfairly treated at work or at home,
你希望到这里能够听到更合理的事情、更公义的事情
，and you want to hear messages about justice.
这些事情对我们来讲叫做我希望到这里听到更合理的事。
We may like to hear messages that are reasonable or just.
可是，亲爱的好朋友，我现在要告诉你。
But dear friends, let me tell you this.
天上的神赐给我们不只是合理的事。
Our God in heaven doesn't just give us things that we think we are reasonable.
他赐给我们的叫做真理。
He gives us the truth.
不是合理，而是真理。
He doesn't give us something reasonable, but the truth.
为什么小弟这么说呢？
Why do I say that?
如果你有机会再多翻一下神留给我们的这一本圣经的话，
If you have a chance to ever open the Bible and read from it.
我们会发现很多神的话一开始听是很不合理的。
You realize that many a times when you first read a passage, it may seem very unreasonable.
为什么打你左脸，连右脸都让他打呢？
Why is it that if somebody strikes you on the left cheek, you must turn the other cheek?
为什么万一被他抢了，连礼衣自动都让他拿去呢？
Why is it that when somebody takes your outer cloak, you must let him take your inner garment?
为什么这个人得罪又伤害我？他故意的，我还要为他代祷，求神引导赐福他呢？
Why should I pray for someone who has deliberately hurt me so that God may guide him and bless him?
各位，这些听起来都不合理。
Dear friends, this may sound very unreasonable.
可是这是神告诉我们的话，这是真理。
But this is God's command. This is the truth.
你听到合理的话，你会觉得舒服。
When you hear something you think is reasonable, you may feel comfortable.
你听到这些不合理却是真理，如果你愿意相信的话，是可以改变你的生命的。
But if something doesn't suit your taste, but is the truth, it can change your life.
就好像如同一个人，如果不知道自己有病是什么病，他如何治疗跟下药呢？
If a person does not know what kind of sickness he has, how can he be correctly diagnosed and be treated?
于是小弟就鼓励这位女士啊，要开始体会主的爱。
So I encourage this lady to start to experience Jesus's love.
我问她说：“你觉得有人爱你吗？”
I asked her, "Do you feel loved?"
她很诚实的跟我摇摇头说：“我从来很少就感觉到别人的爱。”
She frankly shook her head and said she rarely feels love.
我说：“可是你今天为什么在这里？你知道吗？”
Then I asked her, "Do you know why you are here today?"
我说：“她说是朋友邀请我来的。”
She said, "Because my friend invited me."
我说，那他为什么邀请你来？
I said, "Why did your friend invite you?"
他安静了。
She was quiet.
我说，那就是一种爱。
I said, "That is a kind of love."
他希望他已经得到了这些好处和恩典，也让你一起得到。
Because this person wanted you to also take part in the grace that she has received.
我说你来这几个月啦，觉得不只认识Tiger，还有其他很多的姐妹，对不对？
And I told her, haven't you also met many other sisters in the church?
她说是啊。
She said yes.
我说那你觉得他们人怎么样？
I said, what do you think of them?
他们人很好啊。
They are very kind to me.
常常陪我聊天。
They always talk with me.
陪我祷告。
Pray with me.
甚至我不在的时候，他们说他们一直为我祷告。
Even when I'm not around, they always pray for me.
我说这就对了，这就是他们对你的爱。
I said, that's right. That's how they love you.
她说，哦，这就是爱吗？
She said, oh, is that love?
我说还有呢，其实不是他们爱你。
I said, there is more. It's not that they love you.
是你来这里听到的耶稣基督借着他们亲自在爱你。
But Jesus Christ that you've been hearing about loves you through them.
所以我鼓励她要把过去的自己给释放掉。
So I encouraged her to let go of her former self.
要去接纳神安排在她身边这些爱她的人。
And to learn to accept those who love her.
因为她将要有一个新的生命。
because she's about to start a new life.
但是她必须先感受。
But she must first experience it.
感谢主，这个过程不简单，又经过了大概一年啊。
Thank God through this rather difficult process of about 1 year.
这个姐妹竟然报名要洗礼了。
She eventually applied for baptism.
我不只问她基本信仰的问题。
I asked her not only about the basic doctrines.
我还问她说，你现在可以想到你的父母亲跟你的兄姐了吗？
I also asked her, can you now reminisce your parents and your older siblings?
那个时候她只告诉我一句话说，传道，以前我认为我的愤恨跟苦毒都是被伤害之后的正常反应。
She said, I used to think that my rage and my grudge was a rather common, a normal reaction.
因为大家都是这样反应的。
Because that's how normal people, that's how everybody reacts.
我认为这些反应是正常啊。
And I felt it was normal.
可是到现在，我终于知道，原来在神眼中，这些所谓的正常反应是完全不正常的。
But now I understand that what seems normal to people is actually abnormal to God.
所以我开始向主耶稣悔改认罪。
So I began to repent before the Lord Jesus and confess my sins.
但是这样不够，我要求主耶稣亲自赦免我的罪。
And I also asked the Lord Jesus to personally forgive my sins.
大家知道吗？在洗礼完之后，我把她叫到前面来。
After baptism, I asked her to come forward.
我问她，我告诉她说，我现在要跟你谈一谈你的父母跟你的大哥大姐。
I said to her, I'd like to have a talk with you about your parents and your older siblings.
她很灿烂地对我说，传道，这一招没有用了。
And she said, well, your tactic is not going to work now.
他不会再抓狂了
，because she is no longer enraged.
因为他已经得到一个新的生命
，because she has received a new life.
成了我们的姐妹
，she has become a church member.
我们来看一看神是怎么向我们大家启示的。
Let's look at how God reveals Himself to us.
如果在座的朋友你方便翻圣经，就跟着一起翻。不方便不要翻啦、啊、认真听比较重要、好不好、
If you're able to turn to the Bible, you can do so or listen to the reading.
我们可以翻开新约圣经加拉太书五章十九节。
Please read Galatians chapter 5 verse 19.
五章十九节。
Galatians 5:19.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就是就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。二十节。
20.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端。二十一节。
21.
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。Amen。我们看看刚才所读到的三节经文里面。
Let's look at the three verses we read。
我们刚跟没有信耶稣的人谈到罪，很多人不能接受。
Unbelievers don't like to hear about sin.
那是因为他们把罪的定义给定义错了。
Because they have wrongly defined sin.
我们想一想哦，刚才我们念到的这些字眼里面，比如说仇恨。
Let's look at the terms we read. For example, hatred.
现在世界上有哪一个文明跟哪一套法律系统说你恨人是犯罪的？
Which law of which country tells you that hatred is a crime?
请问你们在美国，光是讨厌一个人、恨一个人会犯罪吗
？In America,
都没有任何行为哦。
Is it a crime to hate somebody without committing an act?
啊，这里面提到说记恨跟恼怒。
But the Bible talks about hatred and jealousy and contentions.
我们想后面那个恼怒啊
，or outbursts of wrath.
当你想到一个人跟他说的话、做的事，你就会很不高兴。请问？有哪一个法律系统认为这样是罪的？
When you think of somebody, you are filled with wrath. Which law have you broken?
我们在讲后面看到的嫉妒。
Let's also look at jealousies.
当我看到别人比我好的时候，当我一直得不到别人就很容易得到的时候，我心里就不舒服啦。
When I don't feel good not being able to have what other people have.
请问哪一个系统说这是犯罪的？
Which law tells you it's a crime?
就连是伊斯兰教国家的朋友们，他们的法律系统也不会把这个定成罪啊。
Even Muslims don't consider this a crime.
所以 我们刚才提到的这一些都是人在情绪、情感、心理层面的。
So the terms, many of the terms that we read have to do with our emotions and our inner thoughts.
刚才所提的这些全部是神眼中的罪。
But all of these are sin in God's eyes.
多严重你知道吗？
How serious are these?
这里提到说，如果你不断一直这样做下去，纵容自己不去改的话，
The Bible says that those who practice such things,
行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
And do not repent, will not inherit the kingdom of God.
很严重耶，有没有发觉？
Isn't this very serious?
不能承受神的国，就没有机会进天国啦。
That means they don't have an chance to enter God's kingdom.
光是每次想到一个人心里就很气，光是心里面恨他，你就不能进天国啦。
If you continue to be hateful of others and are full of rage because of that person, you cannot enter God's kingdom.
可是这几节里面提到的一些字眼，在我们现在一般人的心中，却是所谓正常的情绪反应。大家有没有发觉
？But in the society, such emotions are considered normal reactions.
比如我们一开始提到的不愿意赦免
，For example, the lack of forgiveness.
那不是一个情绪反应，那是神眼中的重罪啊。
In God's eyes, it is a great sin. It is not just an emotional reaction.
2000年前，耶稣基督在世界上讲的很多比喻跟道理，都跟赦免有关。
2000 years ago, the Lord Jesus came to this world to teach many teachings, and many of them have to do with forgiveness.
甚至最后他直接点出来了：如果你们不赦免人的话，天上的神在末日审判也必不赦免我们。
He even said, if you do not forgive others, when you are judged, you will not be forgiven.
这么说起来，只有犯奸淫、拜偶像是重罪吗？
So if that's the case, are adulterers and idolaters the only sinful people?
那我们现在要想一想啊，如果这就是圣经里面所说的罪，这些事情跟我们在座诸位有什么关系？
Now, if all of these are considered sins in God's eyes, what do they have to do with us?
我们请来看旧约圣经耶利米书5:25。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 25.
耶利米书5:25。
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 25.
你们的罪孽使这些事转离你们，你们的罪恶使你们不能得福。Amen.
Your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good from you.
这里说罪会让某些事转离我们。
Sins can turn certain things away.
这里说罪不能让我们得福。
Sins can withhold good from us.
这前半节所说的哪些事呢？
What are the things that sins turn away?
其实是说就是我们一般人所想要的福气、平安、喜乐。
They are the blessings and joy that we all yearn for.
甚至是神的保守。
And God's protection.
大家知道吗？这个虽然写在圣经里面，可是却是一般人都想要的。
These are written in the Bible, but everybody in this world would like to have them.
难道我们基督徒跟有神人士心里面所盼望的福，那些无神论者他们都不想要吗？
Do those people who do not believe in God not want the blessings that we want?
长寿、健康、财富、平安等等，是不是？
Longevity, health, and peace.
想得福是不论是谁都想要的、啊、
Everybody wants good things.
可是神却告诉我们，今天我们一直想要却得不到。
But God tells us why we are not able to have what we want.
我们费尽努力想要的，却没有办法达到我们自己的期待。
We labor and toil but are not able to achieve our goals.
就有一个关键性的问题，就是神眼中的罪没有解决。
The crux of the problem is sin.
在3500年前，天上的神第一次向人类自我介绍，一个最完整的自我介绍。
3500 years ago, God introduced Himself to the people.
我们请来看出埃及记34:6-7。
Please read Exodus chapter 34:6-7.
出埃及记34:6-7。
Exodus 34:6。
主在他面前宣告说：“主是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。”7。
Seven.
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到3-4代。Amen。这里这两节是神第一次最完整向人类的自我启示。
This is first complete revelation from God about Himself.
他说他乐意赦免人的过犯跟罪恶。
He is willing to forgive iniquity and transgression and sin.
所以，亲爱的朋友，你有没有发现有一个问题产生了？
Do you notice a problem here?
问题其实不在于天上的神愿不愿意赦罪。
The problem is not with whether God is willing to forgive.
小弟十几年来发现一个更大的问题。
In the past couple decades, I've realized a bigger problem.
天上的神愿意赦罪，但是人自己不愿意被赦罪，大家能够明了吗？
God is willing to forgive. It is men who aren't willing to be forgiven.
其实我们讲的更精确一点，应该是人根本不知道自己有没有罪。
To be more precise, we are ignorant of our sins.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
比如一个人如果不知道，真的不认为自己有错，他就不会想真心道歉。
If a person doesn't think he's wrong, he would not sincerely apologize.
一个人如果不开始怀疑自己的健康出问题了，他就不会想要急着到医院去做检查或诊断。
If a person doesn't think that he is sick, he would not go to the hospital for a diagnosis.
一样的道理，人如果不知道自己是有罪的，他就不觉得需要被赦免跟宽恕。
Likewise, if we don't feel that we have sinned, we would not feel the need to be forgiven.
所以当我们一直在讲耶稣基督是救主啊，神要赦免我们啊。
If we keep saying Jesus is our Savior and God is willing to forgive us.
小弟以前还不是基督徒之前，我觉得这很无聊。
Before I was a Christian, I thought that this was meaningless.
救什么救？我又不需要你救。
Why do I need salvation?
赦免什么？我又没犯什么罪。
Why do I need to be forgiven? Because
所以他们讲的那些基督教名词，我根本都听不懂，也觉得无关。
So I didn't understand all of these Christian terms.
如果我们不了解这一点，我们就不能让耶稣基督的恩典临到我们的生命。
If we're oblivious of our sin, we cannot let Jesus' grace into our lives.
我们发现现在的世界上依然有许多一直无法被解决的问题。
There are many problems that seem to have no solution in this world.
包括我们人类几千年历史以来一直所记载的。
Including the things that have been recorded since the beginning of human history.
战争。
War.
抢夺。
Robbery.
屠杀。
Murder.
纷争。
Division.
仇恨。
Hatred.
贪恋。
Greed.
甚至我们个人生命当中的苦难。
As well as our personal afflictions.
困境。
And our predicaments,
痛苦
and hardships,
还有我们都不愿意去面对的各种疾病跟死亡
and the many kinds of illnesses that we are afraid to ever have.
各位有没有发现，我们旧约经文当中有一节经文这样写
，as well as death, and there's a passage in the Bible that says,
叫做日光底下没有新鲜事，你们听过吗
？Nothing is new under the sun.
真的是这样子啊
！That is so true.
常常有人说，如果不常常听新闻、留意新闻，我们就会落后于时代啦。
Some people say you have to keep up with the news.
大家不管你是用平板、3C 还是报纸、杂志
，Whether you use a tablet or read newspaper，
你翻开这些东西
，If you go over the news，
你会发觉啊，几千年来的事件都一样。
You will see that everything is the same for the past thousands of years.
只不过角色换了，地点换了，时间换了，本质没有改变。
The people change, the times change, the places change, but the essence is the same.
我以前也一直以为不看新闻会落后啊。
I used to think that you gotta keep up with the news.
后来有一次，我拿自己当试验，我三四个月完全不去看新闻，注意新闻。
Then I did an experiment on myself and refused to read any news for 3 to 4 months.
你们看看，我还是胖胖的站在这里啊
Look at me, I'm still so chubby standing here, and I did not die.
日光底下没有新鲜事，为什么呢
？There's nothing new under the sun. Why is that?
我们的科学一直在进步
，Our technology advances.
我们的社会制度一直在进化
，Our society continues to progress.
我们的医学技术也日益更新
，Medical technology also continues to advance.
可是你有没有发觉，千古以来多少智慧者想要解决这些人类的问题？
How many wise individuals of the past have tried to solve human problems?
可是这些问题从来都没有真正被解决过，到现在还是战争、纷争、是不是都是这些事
？But problems such as war and strife have never been solved.
因为天上全知的神，他告诉我们，这一切问题有一个根本的来源。
Because the all-knowing God in heaven knows that there is a root to all these problems.
就是我们刚刚从圣经里面看到这些属灵的罪。
And that is the sins that we have read earlier in the Bible.
神眼中的罪。
The sins in God's eyes.
可是当小弟讲到这里，你们当中可能有些人心里就不服啦。
You may not agree with what I've just said.
他说：“你怎么可以这样指控我呢
？”How can you accuse me？
我哪里有罪呢
？Where what sin have I committed？
传道，我问你，这一辈子你接过几张交通罚单呢、啊？不要说别的啊。
How many traffic citations have you gotten？
我承认呢、哦，我到现在至少接过一二十张以上了。
I confess I have gotten at least 20。
哎，传道，我到现在不止什么法律都没犯过，我连半张罚单都没有过，这厉害了吧
？You may say I've never committed a crime. I've never even been cited by a traffic police.
我行为端正，心思正直。
I am upright and I am pure in heart.
我自我要求也不犯任何社会上的规定。
I have high expectation of myself and I don't break laws in the country.
各位，我在几年前注目另外一个地方教会的时候。
When I was a resident preacher of another place.
我刚到那边的负责人带我去拜访一位七十几岁的老先生。
When I first moved there, the church council members brought me to visit an elderly person.
这位老先生很有气质，而且很有礼貌，我一眼就看蛮喜欢他的。
This elderly man was very was full of good manners, and I liked him on first meeting.
没想到我第一次进去的时候，他马上就跟我讲说：“哎，传道，你们来可以，不要再叫我洗礼。”
But I did not expect that he would say on our first meeting, "It's great that you visit me, but please don't ask me to be baptized."
他为什么这么讲？原来他们整个家族啊，除了他。他太太、他儿女、他孙子们，全部是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
The reason is that his entire family, were our church, members.
只有他已经慕道五十几年了，不洗礼。
He is the only one in the family, and who is not a believer, and he has been to church for 50 years.
哎，我也很客气问他说：“请问你不洗礼的原因是什么
？”I politely asked him, "What is the reason that you don't want to be baptized?"
他说。传道，我讲句不客气的话，我的行为比你们这些信徒还好啊。
He said, "I'm sorry to be rude, but my behavior is better than your members' behavior."
他不是说假的，因为他常常到教会来参加活动，认识教会很多朋友。
He wasn't faking it because he has been to church many times and he knows a lot of church friends.
他的家人又全部是我们教会的同龄啊。
In fact, his entire family belongs to our church.
他说哈，我的儿女有时候会懒惰。
He says, "My children sometimes are lazy."
但是我太太是教会炊事主啊，有时候心情不好回来还骂我。
My wife cooks for the church, and she would get upset when she comes home.
传道，我没有洗礼，我不是基督徒，我从来没有骂过她，从来没有生气呀。
He says, "Even though I'm a Christian, I never get mad at her, and I've never yelled at her."
所以我不需要被赦罪啊，我的行为比你们基督徒还好。哎，他说的是真的哦。
So I don't need to be forgiven because I'm better than you guys.
哎呀，我终于知道他问题出在哪里了。
Then I realized the problem.
从那之后，我每次去大家找他，我再也不讲神的恩典、平安跟喜乐了。
So ever since then, whenever I visited him, I would not talk about God's grace or God's peace.
我开始恐吓他讲罪跟地狱的事情。
I started to threaten him with topics on sin and hell.
感谢主，他半年后洗礼了。
Thank God, half a year later, he was baptized.
而且我当我要离开那间教会的时候，他哭得最惨了。
When I was leaving that church to move to another place, he wept bitterly.
我们可能有很多人类似这位老弟兄、老先生一样啊。
Many of us may be like this old gentleman.
我们都认为我们是奉公守法，是好人。
We may think that we are good people.
事实上，我们审视我们自己，我们真的没有犯过任何的规定跟法律。
In fact, when we reflect on ourselves, we may never have committed any crimes.
所以，当我们被说是基督教经典当中罪人的时候，我们不理解，无法接受。
So when Christians tell us we have sin, we are not able to understand nor accept it.
但这只是表明了我们符合了自己心中的价值观以及价值体系。
But this only shows that we have met our own personal value system.
可是，像朋友，今天你来到这里，我再利用短短最后的一点时间跟你分享圣经当中对罪的看法。
But within the short time tonight, I'd like to share with you the biblical concept of sin.
我们来看几段经文哈。
Let's read a few passages.
你可以仔细听就好。
You can pay, just listen.
圣经第一卷创世纪二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
小鸡现在念几段经文，这个就是人类罪的开始。
This is the beginning of sin.
七节，主神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。第八节。
Eight.
主神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。第九节。主神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。我们请看十五节。
15。
主神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。十六节。
16。
主神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃。十七节。
17。
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。十八节。
18。
主神说：那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。我们请跳来看三章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 3 verse 1.
主神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？第二节。
2.
女人对蛇说：园中树上的果子我们可以吃。第三节。
3.
唯有园当中那棵树上的果子神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。第四节。
4。
蛇对女人说你们不一定死。第五节。
5。
因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。第六节。
6。
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。我们请看14节。
14。
主神对蛇说：你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚，你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。十五节。
15。
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。十六节。
16。
又对女人说：我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。十七节。
17。
又对亚当说：你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。十八节。
18。
地必给你长出荆棘和棘藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。十九节。
19。
你必和牛满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，人要归于尘土。 Amen。 亲爱的朋友，我们刚才所看的那一段经文，就是所谓罪从一个人进了世界的过程跟原因。
Dear friends, in the passage we just read, we read the process of how sin entered the world through one man.
如果你有空可以接一本圣经，自己买本圣经回去看一看刚才念的这一段的前后文字。
Try to borrow a Bible or buy a Bible and read the passage that I just read.
我们会发觉一开始神造了人类之后，人类跟神一样是永远不会死的，永远没痛苦的。
When God first created human beings were like God. They were to live forever without pain.
而且我们圣经告诉我们，所有的人都是从这两位人类的始祖而来啊。
The entire human race actually came from these two progenitors.
那可是为什么变成今天这副样子呢？
But why have we become like today?
我前两个礼拜啊，来到美国，有两次机会被带到医院去访问。
Since I came to America, I had the chance to visit people at the hospital twice.
我发觉啊，这边的医院真是漂亮啊。
The hospitals here are very nice.
可能是自费的部分比较多吧。
Perhaps people have to pay a lot.
环境很好。
The environment in the hospital is quite nice.
可是有一点跟台湾是一模一样。
But there's one thing that's the same as Taiwan.
你们知道哪里一样吗？
What is the same?
停车场停满了车子，几乎找不到停车位，里面到处都是人。
The parking lots are filled. The hospitals are filled.
我问大家，你们喜欢上医院吗？
Let me ask you, do you like to go to the hospital?
你喜欢住家里还是住医院？
Do you prefer to stay at home or go to the hospital?
可是为什么人必须去面对这种无奈呢？
But why is it that human beings must endure this kind of suffering?
刚才那个故事告诉我们，就是这个原因。
The story that we just read has given us the reason.
我们所面对这一切，我们不愿意面对的，都是因为罪从一人进入到世界，世界败坏了。
We have to endure all these afflictions because sin entered the world through one man's corruption.
人为什么犯罪？
Why did man sin?
因为他做了神吩咐不可做的事。
Because he did what God told him not to do.
原来圣经里面的罪就是人类的不顺服以及自以为是，这就是另外一种罪的定义。
Human disobedience is another definition of sin.
另外一个问题是，我们今天不在这里讨论为什么神那么坏心眼，把一棵会让人犯罪的树放在里面呢？
We don't have time to discuss this today, but why did God place this tree in the garden?
我简单讲啊，那一棵善恶树是人之所以成为人的原因。
Let me give you a very simple reason. That tree is what makes man, man.
那一棵善恶树是神制造人类之创造人类之后让人所拥有的选择权。
God gives human beings, the human beings he created, the right to choose.
如果我们人不能自我思考，不能做选择，我们就像Robot 一样，机器人一样，电脑一样。
Human beings that do not have the freedom to make choices are just like robots.
我们一个指令一个动作，永远没有第二种选择。
We are pre-programmed. We can never make our own choice.
各位，你家里面放一台电脑，每天你回家的那台电脑就说"我爱你，我敬拜你"，这样有什么意义吗
？If whenever you go home, your computer tells you that it loves you, does it mean anything to you?
不对啊，神造人是给我们人智慧跟选择权，那一棵树就是人称为人的原因。
But that tree defines what human beings are. We have the choice given by God to make the choice.
大家有没有发觉神很善良啊？
Don't you think that God is good?
因为神在伊甸园里面摆了好几亿棵树都没问题，只有那么一棵，几亿，好几亿比一，不要去碰就好了，有没有？
God planted millions and millions of trees in the garden, but He only placed one that they were not supposed to eat.
神不希望人犯罪啊。
God does not want man to sin.
可是偏偏人被自己的私欲以及魔鬼的诱导犯了罪，做出了这样的选择。
But because of lust and the seduction of Satan, human beings made the wrong choice and sinned against God.
不顺服神的选择。
They disobeyed God's choice for them.
我们再来看圣经里面对罪的最后一种定义是什么？
Lastly, what is another definition in the Bible of sin?
我们请看新约圣经罗马书三章二十三节。
Let's read Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans 3:23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。Amen.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这一节经文跟我们定义说，人所谓犯神眼中的罪，就是亏缺了神的荣耀。
Sin in the eyes of God is falling short of His glory.
那什么叫做神的荣耀呢？
What is God's glory?
最简单的定义，当神的本质一旦被万物所知所认识的时候，
Once His creation knows His essence,
神自然就得了荣耀。
God receives glory.
所以神的本质一旦被知道了，神就得了荣耀了。
When we know and acknowledge God's divine nature, He is glorified.
因为神的一切都是荣耀的。
Because everything about God is glorious.
那神的本质是什么呢？
What is God's nature?
从我们的体验里面，从圣经告诉我们的。
According to the Bible,
神有很多本质。
God has many attributes,
包括他的圣洁，
including His holiness,
公义，
His justice,
信实，
His faithfulness,
忍耐，
His endurance,
慈爱，
His love.
刚才的经文说，神在我们神在创造我们人的时候，也把他这部分的本质都给了我们人类。
When God created human beings, He also shared with human beings these attributes.
这就是经文所说了，神照着他的形象造人，指的是他某部分的本质也给我们啊。
This is what the Bible means by God created man in His image and likeness.
可是我们却亏缺了神的荣耀，这部分的荣耀做得不好，这就是罪。
But human beings fell short of the glory of God. They failed to live up to that image.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们有达到神盼望我们跟期待我们的程度吗？
Are we able to reach the degree that God expects of us?
我真的像有那么良善，有那么公义，有那么慈爱吗？
Am I good? Am I just and kind?
当我们自以为我们还是好人的时候，
If we think that we are good people,
在别人的眼中我们也真的是很好了。
We may be good in other people's eyes.
但是以神的标准来看，我们不够好。
But according to God's standard, we fall short.
因为耶稣基督的标准是，你要为同一个人饶恕他七十个七次。
Because according to the standard of Jesus, we are to forgive someone 70 times 7.
还要能够为仇敌代祷，这算是好。
And goodness comprises of praying for our enemies.
当我们以为我们是公义的时候，
When we feel that we are just,
或许我站在这里讲的很多，
Maybe I've spoken a lot.
但是有一天我自己的家人做不到这些事情的时候。
But if one day my own family members fail to practice these teachings,
我自己站在这个讲台上，我可能就再也不讲这些道理了，再也不提这些事了。
That I may not be able to talk about these things on the pulpit.
因为这关系到我自身跟家族的名誉。
Because it ruins my reputation and my family's reputation.
所以我们的公义就会开始转移，就会有破口。
So our justice shifts and it becomes there's a gap.
我们认为我们是有慈爱的人吗？
Do we feel that we are loving people?
我提我自己就好，我认为我爱不够。
Let me just cite myself as an example. I don't have enough love.
有一次我去访问一个医院里面的年轻弟兄，二十几岁。
I visited a brother in his 20s at a hospital.
他那时候躺在一个礼拜三天要躺在那边洗肾。
He has to go through dialysis 3 times a week.
他已经洗了好多年了。
And he has done that for many years.
他真的是一个很敬虔的弟兄。
He's a very godly brother.
我跟他谈完之后，即将要祷告。
After I talked with him, we were about to pray.
他突然抓住我的手。
He grabbed my hand.
传道，你要特别为我祷告。
And said, "Preacher, please pray for me."
他说我一直帮你祷告。我说我一直帮他祷告。
I told him I have been praying for him.
他说没有，我这两天刚登记，想要肾脏移植。
He said, "No, it's because I have signed up for a transplant, a kidney transplant."
我不晓得要等多久。
I don't know how long the wait is.
我很希望主耶稣能够成全，你要帮我祷告。
I really hope the Lord Jesus can fulfill my need and please pray for me.
我静默了三秒钟，我看着他，我说好，我会帮你祷告。祷告完我离开了。
I was silent for 3 seconds. I looked at him and said, "Yes, I will pray for you," and I left.
离开之后，回到教会，回到传道房。
Afterwards, I came back to the church and to my preacher's room.
我本来坐下来要准备晚上的讲道，翻开了圣经。
I was ready to prepare for the evening's sermon, and I opened the Bible.
然后我觉得悲从中来。
And I felt a sense of grief.
我开始跪下来祷告，我开始痛苦。
I knelt down and to pray and started weeping bitterly.
我觉得我真的是100%的法利赛人，文士经史。
I felt that I was an exact Pharisee.
我一直告诉弟兄姐妹多少次说我们要彼此相爱，像主耶稣爱我们一样。
I always tell brothers and sisters to love one another just as our Lord Jesus has loved us.
他怎么爱我们？
How has our Lord Jesus loved us?
他爱到为我们死。
He has loved us to the point of dying for us.
我不晓得在讲台上讲过几十次，说人的爱，人为弟兄舍命，爱没有比这更大的。
I've spoken
我倒背如流。
Countless times about how there's no greater love than this for a friend to lay down his life for the other.
我觉得我自己真的是假冒伪善的法利赛人。
I felt that I was so hypocritical. I was a Pharisee.
为什么当那个弟兄拉住我的时候，我只是说好，我会帮你祷告呢？
When he held my hand, all I said was, "I will pray for you."
我又不用帮他死。
I didn't have to die for.
我为什么没勇气跟他讲一句说好？我现在马上去检验配对，看看我可不可以把一颗肾给你
？Why didn't I say that? Let me go do a test and see if I can give you my kidney.
我有两颗肾，给一颗不会死啊。
I have 2 kidneys. I could have given him 1.
我连这样的勇气都没有。
I didn't even have that courage.
我想到自己，想到家人，想到未来，想到很多事情，我说我帮你祷告。
When I think
还装得那么圣洁。
So many things, concerns. I only said I will pray for you, and I seem to be very holy.
我达不到神期待我那种爱的程度，我称不上是一个有爱的人。
I'm not able to reach the level of love that God expects of me. I'm not a loving person.
我不敢说在座各位。我自己每天醒察，我觉得我亏缺了很多神的荣耀。
I don't know about you, but when I examine myself every day, I fall short of God's glory every day.
难怪新约圣经约翰一书第一章有8节跟9节告诉我们这样子。
No wonder the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 and 9.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺。
If we say that we are without sin, we deceive ourselves.
真理不在我们心里了。
And the truth is not in us.
我们若认自己的罪。
But if we confess our sins.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
是公义的。
And just.
必赦免我们的罪。
And he will forgive us of our sins.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
各位，这2000年前使徒约翰讲的这一句话，不是对慕道者讲的啊。
What the apostle said a couple of thousand years ago was not for true seekers.
他是对2000年前在这教会弟兄姐妹洗过礼的人讲的。
He was speaking to those who have been baptized in the church.
我们即使 在洗礼的时候已经完全被赦罪了，我们还是有很多罪过跟软弱。
Our sins have been washed away in baptism, yet we still carry with us many weaknesses and transgressions.
所以，我们洗礼过后，耶稣的血流在我们生命里面，一直不断的在覆盖我们的罪，洗净我们的不义。
That's why the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ continues to cover us and wash away all our unrighteousness.
圣经里面提到最重要的一点，我们最后来谈，罪是会遗传的。
And the Bible gives us one last important concept, and that is that sin is passed down to the next generation.
没有父母会教自己的小孩子说谎。
No parent will teach their children to lie.
我还是举我自己家庭的例子。
Let me use my own family as an example.
好多年前，我儿子不到三岁。
Before my son turned three.
有一次啊，我协助灵恩布道会玩，星期天回去了。
After a spiritual convocation, I returned home on Sunday.
我想说很累了，想要好好的休息一下。
I was quite tired and wanted to rest.
怎么突然看不到我儿子啊？
But I didn't see my son.
我那一栋是四楼的房子，我往房子大声一吼，都没有人回答。
I lived on the fourth floor, and I called his name, but nobody replied.
我开始跑到楼下，以为我妈妈带着我儿子啊。
I went downstairs and thought because I thought my mom would be taking care of him.
我妈说没有看见啊，是不是在楼上
？But my mom said she didn't see him, and she wondered if he was upstairs.
一个房间一个房间找都没看到他。
So I went from room to room but could not find him.
一直到三楼，我发觉说，我的书房怎么门是锁起来的
？And I noticed when I reached the third floor that my study room was locked.
我想说人里面一定有人啊，就 call call call。我想说我儿子在里面，他的名字叫 Boaz 来开门。
I figured he was inside, so I called his name and knocked on the door to open the door.
他完全没声音。
But there was no reply.
我就趴下去从底下的门缝看进去啊。
So I lay on the floor to peep into the room.
我看到那个我们家的那个木地板比这个还 dark brown 更深一点啊。
Our floor was a hardwood floor, darker than this color.
我看进去，怎么全部变白色了？
And then when I looked in, how come it was all white?
还有一个三岁小孩的脚站在那里。
And I saw the feet of a three-year-old.
我 call call call, Boaz 来开门，我知道你在里面。
I said, Boaz, I know you're in there.
我看到那一双脚慢慢走过来，咔嚓一声把门打开了。
Open the door, and then I saw the feet approaching the door and open the door.
我一进去看。
I went in,
真的更累了，不用休息了。
And it made me even more tired.
我整个书房那个那么大的地板。全部变白色的，你们知道是什么吗
？The whole floor of that room became white. Do you know what it was?
好，我放在旁边那四五罐的防晒乳啊，哇，全部都是。
And he put the sunblock on the floor all over.
好了，很累，有一点气，不能生气，对不对？机会教育。
I was very tired. I wanted to get angry, but I was not supposed to get angry.
我就。默祷一下，好。
So I said a silent prayer.
我心里面已经打算要赦免他了。
I was ready to forgive him in my heart.
我跟主耶稣很像了，我打算要赦免他。
I'm very much like the Lord Jesus. I wanted to forgive him.
我说 ，Boaz， 你诚实告诉爸爸这件事情是谁做的。他只要一说他做的好孩子很诚实啊，没关系，对不对
？I said, Boaz, please tell Dad honestly who did this. If he admitted, then I would have applauded him.
结果他想一想，姐姐做的。
He thought for a moment and said it was my sister.
他不知道这个叫做现行犯呢。
He didn't know that this was a
crime. 不能生气，不能生气，要再给一次机会，对不对
？I told myself I must not get mad. I must give him another opportunity.
我脸上勉强装出微笑。
I tried to force a smile.
你要诚实哦，神才会高兴。你告诉爸爸这是谁做的。我打算他一说我做的，马上说好孩子，好孩子，对不对
？I told him you must be honest before God. Did you do this? Tell Daddy. I was ready to forgive him right on the spot.
他想一想，爸爸你做的。
And he thought again. He said, Daddy, you did it.
世界上有谎这么糟糕的吗？
Is there a worst kind of lie?
我告诉你，我绝对不相信我们有任何长辈教他隐瞒事实。
No adult in his life taught him to lie.
可是我告诉你，小孩子不用教，自然就会这些，会打人，会隐瞒事实，会歪曲，很自然的。
But children from their young already know how to fight with others and how to tell lies.
我们华人有两个有名的哲学家，还是同一个门派的。
There are two Chinese famous philosophers of the same school of philosophy.
一个叫做荀子，你们听过吗
？One is 荀子。
他说人性本恶，人性本来是恶的。
He believed that human nature is evil.
奇怪了，他另外一个同门派的叫做孟子。
But 孟子 of the same school of philosophy.
他说什么
？Said
对啊，他说人性本善。
That human nature is inherently good.
还好他们同门派的加起来刚好100分，分开只有50分，不及格。
Both of them are wrong, even though they add up to have the complete answer.
这一本圣经是神给我们的智慧，它告诉我们人性怎么样呢？
The Bible is a book of wisdom from God. It tells us what human nature is.
它告诉我们人性里面有恶也有善，为什么？
It tells us that human nature is both good and evil. Why?
我们的善是承自于神的创造，来自他的形象。
Because our goodness comes from God's creation, God's image.
但是我们的恶来自于一开始始祖犯罪，就潜入我们灵魂的 DNA 啦。大家知道，不止肉体 DNA， 灵魂也有 DNA 啊。
But our evil comes from the spiritual DNA that inherited from our progenitors.
所以罪性是会遗传的。
Sin does pass down to the next generation.
所以难怪三千年前有一个诗人写了一节经文在圣经里面，我们不翻了。他怎么说
？That's why a psalmist said in 3,000 years ago in the Bible.
在诗篇五十一篇第五节说：“我是在罪孽里生的。”
That in sin I was conceived.
在我母亲怀胎的时候，我就有了罪。三千年前被神启示的。
That even in my mother's womb, I was filled with iniquity.
所以为什么我们正耶稣教会会为婴儿来洗礼，是基于这个圣经神启示的理由。
This is why the true Jesus Church also baptizes infants. It's biblical.
虽然我们没有行为能力去犯罪，但是本性里面有那个罪性。
We may not actually commit sins yet, but we are filled with sinful nature.
现在朋友，我们来做结论呐。
Dear friends, this is the conclusion.
神为什么让我们知道罪？
Why does God allow us to be aware of sin?
现在基督教很少布道会讲罪啊，因为听了很沉重，你们会不会？会啊。
Many Christian churches don't talk about sin anymore because it's a heavy topic.
还有人就说要讲恩典啊，讲喜乐啊，讲平安啊，讲福气啊。
People like to hear messages of peace and grace.
可是这个我们不能不讲啊。
But we cannot avoid such topics.
你知道吗？如果把这本圣经有关罪的部分去掉的话，可能剩下不到五分之一，你信不信？
If you remove all mentions of sin in the Bible, you're probably only left with one fifth of the Bible.
如果我们称天上这位创造主为天父，
If we call the God who created us our heavenly Father,
如果他只是因为怕我们感情受到伤害，怕我们听了不平安又不舒服，就不告诉我们。
If God withholds all these teachings from us just so that we don't get hurt,
那他就会像故事一开始那个死刑犯的母亲一样，相不相信？
He would be like the mother in the story of that convict.
虽然爱之是足以害之啊。
Even though it seemed to be love, it actually hurts the person.
正是因为他爱我们。
But because our God truly loves us,
他几千年来经过他的先知跟使徒，不断的在提醒我们什么叫做不圣洁，什么叫做罪。
Through his prophets and apostles down through the ages, he has taught us what is unholiness and what is sin.
他告诉我们这些不是为了要定我们罪。
He told us all these not to condemn us.
反而是希望除掉我们的罪。
But to help us remove our sin.
他告诉我们不是要我们活在罪恶感里面受折磨。
He told us all these things not to make us feel guilty.
而是希望我们知道悔改之后得到真正的平安跟喜乐。
But that after coming to know sin, we may receive true peace and joy.
我们最后来看一个经节做结束。
Let's read a last passage.
我们请看圣经最后一卷启示录三章十九节。
Let's read Revelation chapter 3 verse 19.
启示录三章十九节。
Revelation 3:19.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。 Amen.
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent.
这是两千年前耶稣基督的启示。
This was the revelation of our Lord Jesus 2,000 years ago.
亲爱的老朋友，你今天坐在这里听到这些很沉重的话，其实是耶稣基督爱你。
Dear friends, you hear such a heavy topic because Jesus loves you.
这种讯息你在其他基督教派很少听到的。
You will rarely hear such messages in other Christian churches.
可是他让你知道，是因为他要收纳你为自己的儿女。
But God lets you know these so that you may become His children.
我们如果真正认识神眼中的罪，能够悔改，就能够归回他的爱中。他是这样期待的。
If we know what is sin in God's eyes, then we have the opportunity to return His love.
愿神能够赐福给在座各位，我们今天至此。
To return to His love, may the Lord bless all of us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
赞美诗五十七首。
Number 57.